produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You're listening to Josie's Inspirational Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. This is Coach Terry as your host to Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Good day, good evening to all of you across the world. I'm coming to you in a different place at this moment, and I am in a place where many of you may be or have been in the past. Coach Terry is disappointed. Coach Terry is sad. Coach Terry is prayerful. Coach Terry has faith. Coach Terry is victorious. However, Coach Terry is still. I'm still because I'm waiting upon the Lord to order my steps, be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet, and give me direction and where I should go as a mother, as a coach, as a daughter, as a friend, as a sister, as an auntie, as a companion. We're living in a world at this moment where we need love. We're living in a world of confusion due to not leaning on the Lord or having a relationship with Christ. We're living in a world of ignorance. We're living in a world of violence. We're living in a world where our leaders here on earth can't tell us in this pandemic whether or not it's a virus or bacteria. But oh, I'm not worried, for I know God's will, and I know what His plan is. So tonight I want to just come letting you all know that I'm human, just like you. We're all human, so we get an opportunity to feel, We get an opportunity to make our own choices. We get an opportunity to love. We get an opportunity to cry. We get an opportunity to vent. And we get an opportunity to continue to honor the Lord. And despite of how we feel, because what God says is, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Psalms 34, 18 through 19. That's why I'm not worried. But I do have feelings. You have feelings. That's why we're human. But I'm so glad that we all have Christ in our life, and that we study His Word, and that we meditate on His Word, and that we journal on His Word, and that we breathe His Word, and that we walk His Word, and that we dance His Word, and that we talk His Word, so that we can be obedient and be still and await the whisper of His wisdom. For you listening all across the world, I'm talking about many things. I'm talking about the death of our African American men and women who are gunned down, who are choked, who can't breathe, who cried out for their mother before they took their last breath for help. For those who never resisted arrest. For the 101,000 people and more counting that have passed to coronavirus. It's all too much. That's what the human flesh is saying. It's all too much. But I know God. And what He said was, I wept, Terry. I wept, Coach Terry. Tell your people that I wept. And it's okay for you to weep. As it says in John 11:35, Jesus wept. He cried. He cried. Cried. And He said, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. John 15, verse 8. The world hated Him way before the world hated you. So our wealth is our wellness. And so what we need to do is we need to walk in faith to be well. We need to honor God to be well. We have to trust and believe and have the faith that the Lord will heal us when we have that spirit of grief. When we are brokenhearted, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. That's Matthew. Many of us are mourning the death of a loved one, whether it's COVID or whether it's because of police brutality. Our world is mourning. But in order for us to be well, we have to trust God. We have to believe. We have to stand on His Word and know that He is comforting us. And we have to wait for that whisper of obedience. So I ask you, my friends and family, my colleagues, my doctors, my nurses, my first responders out there, how are you? Really, how are you? What are you doing to be well? What are you doing to cope? I want to empower you and I want to encourage you, each and every one of you listening to me right now, that you need to write it down. You need to write down your pain. You need to write down your thoughts. You need to write yourself a love letter. When's the last time that you've written yourself a love letter, if you ever had before in your life? If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. Because what this world needs right now is love, sweet love. And if nobody's going to love you on this earth or in this world, love yourself. Because God loves you. But love yourself. Write yourself a love letter. Those of us who have children, whether they're young or old, have you written them a love letter? Have you written and told them how much you enjoy them or appreciate them, or a fun story that you always tell other people? It's healing. It's empowering. It's wealth. It's rich. It's priceless. We've got to be able to see some good in the world as we go through this pandemic. You know, we're really dealing with two pandemics. We're dealing with the pandemic of racism, and we're dealing with the pandemic of this virus and or bacterial disease. And we have to find some good in it all. I want to encourage you, for those of you who are constantly looking at the news, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to make a recommendation that you don't look at that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've got to do you. You've got to go somewhere and create that moment, what we've talked about in the past. You've got to go into your serenity sanctuary. You've got to go into your wellness room. You've got to go into your serenity spa. You've got to go into your man cave. And you got to be still. You can light an aromatherapy candle. You can pull out your Bible. You can drink your glass of red wine, apple cider, spritzer, juice, hot tea, cocoa, coffee, whatever soothes your soul. And you can journal and you can write that love letter. You can write a letter to Jesus. You can pray. You can meditate. You can stretch. You can soak in that bathtub. When's the last time you've taken a bath? I'm speaking to the ladies and I'm speaking to the men. When's the last time you've taken a bath where you can just sit in that tub and exhale? Something that you can do at this time to bring out the good. I truly believe that God has a purpose and an assignment for each and every one of us on this earth. I don't believe that wealth is living in fear, for God does not want us living in fear. He says, don't worry. I got you. I have you. And being that we're in two pandemics, people can be a little angst and people can become a little bit depressed. I encourage you to call out to somebody that you trust and that you love, to let them know how you're feeling. because your mental well-being during this time is so important. Many of you are saddened, like me. Many of you are disappointed, like Coach Terry. Many of you are enraged, angry, upset, and you're going to have to learn how to bring that all in, take a deep breath, and have a sound mind. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to grieve some more. We're going to rejoice some more. We're going to celebrate being victorious some more. It's just going to be that way. So some of you may say, okay, Coach Terry, what can I do to make a difference? Because this has got to stop. It's all just got to stop. And I'm talking about the police brutality. I'm talking about the hatred and the, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, you can be authentic in your true self. You can stand on the word of God, and you can bring more disciples to the Lord. You can live your life righteous. You can be obedient. And you can breathe. You can tell your story, because your story matters, no matter what it is. Because I truly believe that in this world, we need love and we need education. We need to start educating one another about our culture, about our well-being, about who we are, about where we came from, and what we stand for, and have adult conversations and be able to agree to disagree, to be able to talk about what Christ wants for each and every one of us, whether they believe in Christ or not, but to be able to have an adult conversation. That is wellness. That is being well. That is healthy. Remember when we talked about the wellness wheel, we talked about being in balance, because wellness is a balanced channeling of energy. So are we balanced emotionally? Maybe not so right now. I need to work on my emotions. But the fact that I'm aware of my emotions and that you're aware of your emotions and we can talk about it, that's the first step. That's healthy. So we are pretty much balanced in our emotions. We can get off a little bit, but are we balanced emotionally? Are we balanced physically? Are we getting enough movement? Are we balanced spiritually? Are we getting into the Word? Are we meditating? Are we doing our breathing exercises? Are we journaling? Are we enjoying nature around us, or are we just wandering around doing nothing during a pandemic because you say there's nothing to do? There's plenty to do. If you just be still, God will give you your list of assignments. Are you balanced? And so we need to take that opportunity to see where we are. Are we balanced in our relationships right now? Have you taken the time during this pandemic to write a thank you note or just a note to somebody? We don't handwrite letters anymore. At least I don't receive them. But I do write handwritten cards or notes to somebody just to say I love you and how are you, and this is just a hello. It's nice to get something in the mail from people that love you and that are thinking of you. When's the last time you picked up the phone during this pandemic and called an old friend? I was so blessed yesterday. I received a phone call from my fifth grade best friend. Now, Coach Terry is 50. Okay, so good grade. How old are we, 10? And, or 11, 12. And when I saw her name on my phone, my smile was past my ears. And it was all love. And she's a Caucasian American woman that has a love for God like no other. She sings for the Lord. She's raised her children up with the Lord. And she called to say, Coach Terry, how are you? I was thinking of you. And I could have gone on social media and loved and liked the last 15 posts. And I could have said, hey, how are you? But I wanted to hear your voice. And I wanted to tell you that I love you. And through that 2-hour conversation, she must have told me she loved me 10 times. And she told me that her heart hurt because of what's going on in the world. And she told me that I know that you're the mother of a son. And I said, and you're the mother of a son. Both of their lives matter. That is wellness. That is being well in the midst of the storm that we are in. So I'm telling you to be joyful, be courageous. Be that vessel for someone else to show them or bring them love. That's how you can make a difference. Share your story. You know, we were talking on the phone and, you know, she said, you know, remember when and remember when. And one of the remember whens was remember how you used to come and spend the night at my house and you wouldn't wake up until noon and I didn't bother you. And I said, yes, I do. I chuckled just like that. And I said, in my household, growing up, we didn't go to bed till after midnight or 1 o'clock on the weekends, like Friday night. And so Saturday, we slept in. And my sleep in was noon. And she said, I respected that. And that was your culture, that's what your family's culture was all about. And I said, and remember how you used to come over to my house to spend the night and I would sleep till noon on Saturday, but you would get up at 7 a.m. because that was your culture and your family was to get up and rise up early. She said, yep. And I always brought a book. I said, you sure did. And you were quiet and you read. Until I awakened. And so we had a great conversation about remember when, but what it also did is it brought back up how our families were different and how we respected each other's families. She later went on to share about how she didn't grow up knowing who she was. And she always wanted the family that I had. I had a mom, a dad, and a sister. We played games. We had movie nights. We had fun. But when I went to her home, she had a mom. She had a stepdad. She had a stepsister. What we call bonus. Sister, or just sister. And it was not as social. Everything was kind of choppy and structured where my culture was carefree. And so I share that story with you to say is that while we reminisced, we still were educating each other on each other's culture. And that's healthy. So I want to encourage you. If you have a friend of another nationality and or descent, I encourage you to have conversations about one another's culture and share your story. If you want to do something to change the world and embrace one another so that we can show love and be love, that's what we're going to have to do. Because this world is quick to judge. This world is quick to believe in being superior or having that privilege of treating others beneath them. And don't get me wrong, we're always going to have it. But if you want to make a difference, then we need to start educating about our culture and who we are and what we believe in. And we also need to start sharing our stories and embracing the stories that are shared with us. That's how your wealth becomes your wellness, because that's priceless. You can't take anybody's past or culture or experiences away from them. It's theirs. It's theirs. And so as we grieve in this moment because of what's going on in the world with hundreds of thousands of people who have died of COVID-19 or complications of COVID-19, and all of the people who had a wrongful death in the world, whether it was on video or whether it was never captured on video, for all that are incarcerated because they didn't commit a crime, for all who have been robbed, raped, betrayed, know that tears are prayers too, and that they travel to God when we can't speak. So I encourage you to cry. I encourage you to shed tears, as I have, as your coach, and it has been a release, and it has been healing, because I no longer have to carry that emotion at that time. Matthew 5:4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Remember, your tears are prayers too. They will travel to God whenever you can't speak. So go create that atmosphere wherever you are or wherever you're driving to or whatever you're doing. Finish it up. Go into your sacred place. Give all the grace and glory to our Lord God. Journal. Cry. Punch a pillow, scream, stretch, turn the TV off, take a bath, light a candle, have your favorite refreshing, healthy beverage, and be well. This is Coach Terry. You can make the difference. We can stop the violence. And we can embrace one another and just love. This is Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, produced by the one and only beautiful Kayla Padgett. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.